Get Sleepy is a production of Slumber Studios and is made possible thanks to the generous support of our sponsors and premium members. If you'd like to listen ad-free and access weekly bonus episodes, extra-long stories, and our entire back catalogue, you can try out Premium free for 7 days by following the link in the episode notes. Now, a quick word from our sponsors.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey friends, welcome to Get Sleepy, where we listen, we relax, and we get sleepy. My name's Thomas. Thanks for tuning in. We have a little Tuesday night bonus for you this evening. I'd like to introduce a narrator that may be familiar to some of you already, but I'm sure new to many of you as well. It's my friend Andrew, who hosts a podcast called Send Me to Sleep. He's recorded this story just for us on Get Sleepy, but I want to take this opportunity to tell you more about Send Me to Sleep, one of the newest additions to the lineup at our Slumber Studios podcast network. On Send Me to Sleep, you can find relaxing stories and meditations to help you drift off, including classic works like 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea and The Secret Garden. With nearly 40 seasons readily available right now, there's something for everyone. Along with Andrew's relaxing voice, he also composes original background music for the show, so each book is a truly unique experience. If you prefer to listen without music, there's voice-only versions of each episode too, so you can pick your preference. So, my friends, if you enjoy Andrew's reading tonight, then be sure to check out his show, Send Me to Sleep. There's a link in the episode notes, or you can just search Send Me to Sleep in your podcast player. For now, I'll make way for Andrew, who's going to help us get settled in before reading tonight's story.
This evening's tale involves a peaceful walk on a moonlit beach. You'll dip your toes in the water, run your hands through the sand, and relax on the beach, all under the light of the full moon. And as you explore your beautiful surroundings, you'll also contemplate the magical relationship between the ocean and the moon. But first, let's settle in for a good night's sleep. Make sure you're completely relaxed on your comfy bed or wherever you're resting. Once you're comfortable, allow yourself to decompress. Stretch out your arms and then your legs to alleviate any tightness in your joints and muscles. Find a soft, supportive place to rest your head to release any tension in the neck and shoulders. Now close your eyes and focus on your breathing. Let go of the concerns and worries of the day by mindfully inhaling and exhaling. You are calm and at peace, and you are ready for sleep. So let's begin our story. It is a moonlit night in the rustic beach town you're visiting. The ocean shimmers and sparkles in the light of the full moon. You're walking to your favorite cafe for dinner. The full moon guides you along a coastal walkway. It's so bright this evening that the ocean is brimming with radiance. On your way, you pause a few times to reflect on the enormity of the moon. You wonder how something so far away can illuminate the vast ocean with such brilliance. It seems like the glistening moon is accompanying you to dinner. Wherever you go, the moonlight follows. Near the town square, on the coastal walkway, is a strategically placed wooden bench. It must offer the perfect ocean view. You're tempted to sit on the bench, but you decide to carry on, as you can feel your stomach rumbling. The walk must have worked up your appetite, because you're eager for dinner now. Fortunately, the cafe is mere moments away. The night is still young, so maybe later you'll revisit this spot by the town square. The outdoor cafe is perched above a craggy cliff, overlooking the immense sea below. The intoxicating scent of fresh herbs and spices wafts through the salty air. A small group of people are gathered around an easel with a chalkboard, which lists the specialties on the menu. You smile politely at the group as you enter. The cafe is renowned for its quaint and cozy atmosphere, because it can only seat about a dozen or so customers. Square tables are intimately arranged and perfectly set. Creamy white candles twinkle in translucent blue mason jars on the tables, and long-stem yellow daisies in simple vases are used as table centerpieces, adding a homespun touch. The charming cafe is one of the reasons you adore visiting this beach town. Since you frequent the cafe regularly when you're in town, you've gotten to know the chef personally. Typically, the staff recognizes you and makes a table available. Considering the popularity of this cozy cafe, you are extremely grateful for this special treatment. You love this place because the food is delicious and stunningly presented. But you also love the proximity to the water. There is nothing better than watching the waves crash as you enjoy your food. Every table faces the water, so there is no bad seat in the cafe. And tonight is particularly special, because the full moon is gleaming. As the friendly waiter pours sparkling water into your glass, he recommends the fresh catch of the day. You would prefer a light meal, so you order the seasonal salad and tell the waiter to take his time. Tonight, you have the magnificent moon over the water to keep you company. The night sky is crystal clear, and the streaming moonlight appears magnified. You know that the moon is far away, but it seems so close tonight. Like a giant flashlight beaming down on the land and sea, the moonlight illuminates everything before your eyes. In an almost magical and mystical way, this full moon outshines all the stars in the sky. If something so far away can be so incandescent, the possibilities for life seem endless. You feel alive and connected, not only to the moon, but also to the planet. The smiling waiter returns with your salad. Glancing out the window, he comments on the exceptional brightness of the moon. He too feels the magic in the air tonight. After exchanging pleasantries, the waiter tends to another table, and you look down at your dish. The presentation of the plate is quite impressive, you think. The seasonal salad looks exquisite. There are vine-ripened cherry tomatoes, baby heirloom carrots, sweet pickled cucumbers, and crisp golden corn. It's all drizzled with a fruity and robust olive oil, with a pinch of sea salt. These succulent vegetables rest on top of a bed of tangy greens, like arugula and watercress. The bright reds, oranges, and yellows contrast nicely with the leaves. The salad is mouth-watering. The seasonal vegetables are bursting with sweet flavors and crunchy textures, which complement the tangy, leafy greens. You enjoy every bite and soon finish eating. Afterwards, with an empty plate and a full tummy, you look around you. The white glow from the moon permeates throughout the cafe and casts a soft halo around the tables. Perhaps it's the closeness of the moonlit tables that produces a sense of coziness among the dinner guests. Inviting and soothing, the moonlight creates a wonderful ambience. The cafe has a warm and fuzzy vibe that makes you feel at ease with the other diners. You find yourself gazing at the dazzling moon once more, spellbound. As you finish your sparkling water and pay the bill, you decide you do not want this night to end here. As you pass the kitchen on your way out, you have a brief chat with the chef. She thanks you for your loyalty to the cafe and wishes you a good night. When you step outside, you notice another group of people checking out the menu on the signboard. This hidden gem of a cafe is becoming even more popular. Thankful for your friendship with the talented chef and her staff, you think of how lucky you were to have a reserved table. Personal connections, big or small, really do make a difference in life. Feeling happy and relaxed, you decide to follow the enchanted moonlight wherever it may lead you. Nearby, carved out of the side of the rocky cliff, is a dirt trail which leads to the beach. You typically avoid this dusty path because it is camouflaged by the surrounding native plants. Tonight is different, though. The shining moonlight exposes the natural trail and lures you to the sandy beach. The path is short but steep, so you take your time. You reach out and touch all the tall wild grass that grows along the trail and let the dry blades tickle the palms of your hands. As you walk, you push down bits of gravel so the tiny rocks stick to your shoes. With every step, the ocean seems to come closer. A sandy beach is revealed at the end of the trail. Along the shoreline, a couple walks hand in hand, dipping their toes in the tide. As you take a closer look up and down the beach, you can see other people as well. You're not the only one wanting to enjoy this moonlit night to the fullest. In this moment, it feels as though the other people on the beach are not strangers, but kindred spirits. The melodic rhythm and harmony of the crashing waves unites all of you in an organic way. Sharing the wonders of nature together makes you feel calm and connected. A distinct whooshing sound echoes off the cliff. It reminds you of the white noise you hear when you put a shell to your ear. The dulcet tones of the ocean clear your mind and captivate your imagination. Gazing up at the cafe on the cliff, you can only see shadows in the dark. You imagine the cafe has slowed down for the night. The fresh catch of the day has been eaten up, and the twinkling candles have gone out. The tired chef and her staff are probably tidying up for tomorrow and wishing each other a good night. But you can only wonder. Your attention shifts to patches of leafy shrubs growing along the rocky cliff. Their hardy roots are showing above ground and wrapping around the rocks. These native plants trap water from the sea mist in their bushy leaves. The water then trickles down to their exposed roots. The ocean mist keeps the shrubs full and green. You ponder the relationships and resiliency of nature. When the thirsty shrubs could not find water in the soil, they adapted to their environment. These robust plants thrive on the rocky cliff, thanks to the sea. The ocean also has a special relationship with the moon. The tides are caused by the moon's gravitational pull as it waxes and wanes. You remember reading once that the greatest difference between the high tide and the low tide is around the full moon. These are sometimes called king tides. The king tide is exceptionally low tonight. The full moon uncovers a sprawling beach the size of many soccer fields. You often yearn for wide open spaces like this beach, where you can get lost in the moment and forget about the world for a while. Breathing the fresh, salty air, you surrender to the sense of tranquility. Other people are still roaming the expansive beach, and it feels as if everyone is contributing to the peaceful mood. It's like being in a library where people respect each other's solitude and space while doing the same activity. Everyone here is quietly looking around, enjoying the beach. Perhaps this place also has stories to tell. Once again, you feel more connected to nature and to the other people on the beach. Maybe the moonlight is making you more sentimental than usual. There's also an aura of mystery in the night sky, which makes you believe that you are not alone in the universe. This humbling feeling is both comforting and exhilarating, and the synergy between the ocean and the moon is clearly visible in high definition. The full moon creates a mystical shimmer and sparkle on the ocean. Streams of light flicker and flash on the surface of the undulating waves. A frothy sea foam glows an iridescent, pearly white and washes over the seashells on the beach. You step away from the tide, and in the sand nearby, you find a crushed mound of shell fragments. Kneeling down in the soft, dry sand, you comb through layers of broken seashells to hunt for buried treasure. Uncovering something hidden will be the perfect way to mark this special, almost otherworldly night. The shell fragments look old, and most of the bits and pieces resemble grains of sand. It's like being on a treasure hunt as you sift intently through layers of brittle shells until you find what you're looking for. Finally, you grab hold of a tiny pink conch, the size of a postage stamp. It's not perfect, nor would you want it to be. Scratches are etched into the pearly shell, like the patina on antique furniture. You're satisfied with your discovery, as you think that the scuffed shell has character. Tucking the conch into your pocket, you sit down on the dry grass and slide off your shoes. Looking at the soles, you notice that gravel from the dusty trail is stuck to them. Wedged in between the grooves are little rocks covered in sand. After shaking off the loose sand from your shoes, you pick up a cracked shell from the mound of fragments. You trace the sharp edge back and forth between the grooves in the soles of your shoes to remove any remaining grit and gravel. Now that your shoes are off, you can't resist the opportunity to wade in the water. As you head towards the ocean, you feel a very different sensation under your bare feet. The dry sand feels soft and pillowy at first, then turns firm and springy in the water. You have been so focused on other things tonight that you hadn't really noticed the temperature until now. It's not hot or cold, but comfortable, and the water is too. The tide caresses your feet and massages your ankles. You reach into your pocket for the conch, then dip it into the water, rinsing off layers of residue. The ocean breathes new life into the tiny shell. You're delighted to see that its pearly pink shade is now a gleaming rose colour. Smiling, you put it back in your pocket for safekeeping. The salty ocean and murky sand swirl together in the ripples lapping against your legs. Being grounded in both the sea and the sand at the same time feels invigorating. You squish your toes into the wet sand and let your feet sink in. When the tide rises above your ankles, you shuffle away to avoid splashing your clothes. As you walk back to your shoes, you hear an owl hooting from the rocky cliff. Even though owls are masterful at disguising themselves at night, you manage to spot it flying overhead. With a massive wingspan, the owl swoops down from the steep cliff. It lands on the beach like a paraglider, close to where you're standing. It's rare to be this close to an owl, because they are stealthy and nocturnal. You're surprised at how broad the owl's head is compared to other birds. It has angular ears, a curved beak, and circular eyes. After you've had a good look at the bird, it silently soars away into the top of a very tall tree. From up there, the owl must have a spectacular view of the beach. This thought jogs your memory. You recall the wooden bench you noticed earlier this evening near the town square, with its panoramic lookout over the ocean. The bench was very enticing. You make your way towards the dusty beach trail and retrace your steps. The white light from the moon guides you as you follow the short but steep path into town. You can hear the owl in the distance. The town feels quiet and peaceful, and the lights look dim compared to the moon. Passing by the cafe, you notice that it's closed until noon tomorrow. This sleepy town shuts down early and reopens at a slow pace. Relieved that the wooden bench is unoccupied, you sit down and take in the panoramic view. From here, you can see that the sprawling beach is shrinking because the king tide is rising. The ocean continues to shimmer and sparkle under the light of the full moon. Overwhelmed by the pure beauty of the beach, you let out a sigh of contentment. Just as the moon accompanied you to dinner and then followed you to the beach, it now remains hanging overhead. It's as if it's keeping you safe and secure. This evening, the moonlight has been a constant fixture, guiding you into a deep state of relaxation. You take the little shell from your pocket and hold it to your ear, listening for the ocean's lullaby. The whooshing sound from the conch is sleep-inducing, like white noise. As you sit here and rest, you let the bench cradle your tired body. When you close your eyes, you picture the moonlit beach. You're enveloped by the fresh, salty air and the ocean sounds. Then, as the image of the moonlit beach fades from your mind, you start to feel sleepy. And you know that tonight in your bed, sleep will come swiftly, and restful dreams will follow.